Hello, hello, hello. How is everyone this week? We're at week eight, which is it kind of the end, but it's not because of course you have lifetime access to the program and I'm always here for you. I just wanted though to give us a little bit of an idea of wrapping up, like what can you do going forward? So this week it's like pulling it all together. My 10 best tips I can give you for what to do next, like where do you go next? Like, what happens now? So, here's a couple of things that I just want you to think about. And remember, lifetime access to this course. So you can come back in here, and we're going to talk about this too. But you can always come back in here and re-listen to things. And I'll talk about why that's a good idea. But first, let's just go forward. So, something to be excited about. You need things to look forward to. You need to have those big whys. And the big whys don't have to be huge whys. They just have to be the whys that get you excited. So you've heard me say it a thousand times, but one of my big whys is always that I want to be able to do whatever it is that I want to do for as long as I possibly can. So what are some of your big whys? Like, I know that a couple of people over the years that I've worked with, one of their whys or some of their whys have been like to be able to do a big hiking trip, to be able to do a big kayaking trip, to be able to keep up with the kids or keep up with the grandkids or like be able to feel good all the time, right? Like that's a huge one. And it seems nebulous, but it's not. Like when we're consistent with our fitness, and of course, fitness means, how we eat, how we move, what we're doing, all of those things, what we're thinking, mindset, huge thing. When we're consistent with all that, then it just makes us feel good. And what happens when you feel good, you do good. It's just so much easier. So think about that. Like, first, keep those whys, right? Keep those things that make you excited. Then the next one is that your fitness has to be a priority. And I know so many of the people who have been here, so many of the ladies that have been through the group, they come because either their family or their business or whatever, like whatever it was, is still is, right? They're still huge priorities. Like family and business and love and all of those things are always going to be our big priorities. And if we don't put our fitness first, then we don't have the energy. We don't have the ability to take care of those things that matter, right? Like when we don't feel good, we don't work well. When we don't feel good and we're hurt, we can't keep up with the kids. Like all of those things. We can't do the things that our family wants us to go do. So there's nothing selfish about putting your fitness first. Because of course, when you put your seatbelt on first, then you can take care of those people around you. So just make it a priority. Just promise me, like when you're looking at your schedule, instead of adding that one extra meeting of the week or adding that one extra carpool or whatever it is, make it your priority to make sure that you're going to get your fitness in too. Okay? Then you've got to look, figure out what works for you. Like, we just have to learn what works for us. Everyone's different. Like, I know, like, one of them for me, it's taken me a while to figure this out, but I have figured it out finally, is that I have a limit. Like, I'm one of those people who take supplements. So I have a limit on the number of supplements I can take. And it's just because, like, if there's, I don't know, let me make something up. I'm not even looking at it right now, but let's say that I say that I need to take 15 supplements in a day, right? It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Like, I don't do that. So I have to go, okay, if it's not going to happen, if taking the vitamin K and the vitamin D and the zinc and the calcium and the D or whatever else it is, if taking all of those separately in their own special little formulations isn't going to work for me, then I'm going to have to cut a couple of corners and take something that's going to be, multi, whatever it is, right? Like that's such a simple little example, but it's such a real example because for all of us, we've got that thing that thing that isn't the thing that's a tipping point. It's the thing that's going to stop us, right? So maybe the thing for you is that you want to work out 5 days a week, but you only have 4 days that are going to work. And that when you put 5 days on the schedule, your schedule crumbles. So whatever it is, it's different for all of us. Maybe it's your nutrition really does work better if you try and if you do your cutting up of vegetables and your planning and everything on Sunday. For me, doesn't work. Just doesn't work. I'm not going to cook on Sunday night just for the week. So what I found is that, sure, I can put together my menu for the week. I can put together my shopping list for the week. I can go shopping, but I'm not going to do all those other little things. I just don't work that way. So get to know what works for you. Don't let a bad week derail you. All right. Like, this is so huge, and it's probably the number one reason that people don't stick with things is that you start, and we start strong, right? And we've talked about this. We talked about this in week one, but you start strong and things are going great for a week, for 2 weeks, for whatever it is. But then you have that week. You have that week. Maybe you're traveling. Maybe you're sick. Maybe the kids are sick. Maybe you're taking care of your mom, whatever it is, right? You have that week that throws you off, that you don't get to do the things that you say you're going to do. And then what happens is that it becomes that, well, I didn't do it this week, so maybe, you know, maybe next week. Next week I'll get back on it, or the week after. Like, when things aren't so busy, then I'll get back to it. Forget it. Never let a bad week derail you. Just stop, regroup, go through your list, make a schedule. And if that schedule is going to be a whole lot less than you want to do, but it's what you can do, just do it, right? Just always come back to the things that you can do. Like, get your energy back in the game, right? What's going to make you feel good? So just stick to that week. Don't let a bad week derail you, and forgive yourself, right? Give yourself grace. What happens if you eat the pizza or whatever it is? I don't care what it is. What happens if you don't exercise that week? Whatever. Don't let it derail you. Give yourself some grace. Start over. This is a long game. Remember, this is for the rest of our life. It's not for the next 8 weeks while we lose 5 pounds. Forget that. This is for life and for fun. Okay. Find your foundation. We talked about accountability. We've done accountability, right? We've used accountability, but now you're going to have to find out where's your foundation of you for accountability. So let me just run through this really quick. Talked about it before, but we're going to talk about it real quick. So, and I'm going to do, it's not an, we'll call it an inverted pyramid, even though it's not exactly. So the inverted pyramid is going to be at the top. Coach, you can get a coach. You need me, you call on me. I'm here for you always. Unless, of course, I'm paddling a river somewhere, but I will get back to you. But no, really, truly, like, I'm here for you if you want a coach. You've got the community, right? It's good to have community. We need community. We need friends. We need those people that cheer us on, because we've talked about it before, but it's really good for us. It's really good for us emotionally. It's good for our brain. It's good for our bodies. Having buddies, right? Like, having a buddy system. And I think you're going to find, though, that you're not going to need all that. But just a quick reminder on the buddy system: it can't be your partner for life. It can't be your best friend. Make sure that it's going to be someone who's going to hold you accountable and not just let you off if you're going to use a buddy, right? But then the next piece, the real piece, the foundation piece in this is you, right? Like, in the end, we are the only ones who can hold ourselves accountable. Like, you could have me as a coach, right? And you could text me every day and tell me you got your stuff done, but it might just be kind of half-assed because it wasn't really, you know, wasn't really great, but you just knew you had to check in. Or you're checking in with yourself and you're holding yourself 100% accountable. So let's go with that old saying: 100% committed is easy, 99% committed is a bitch. And if you think about it, it's so true, It is so very true, because when we're all in, like when we're in and we're playing full out, then it's just what we do. And even if we miss a week of working out or whatever it is, I mean, it's still part of who we are. And so we're going to make it happen. When we're wishy-washy, we're just kind of in, kind of committed, kind of accountable, it doesn't work. So you've got to be all in. And all in is a practice. It really is. It's not something that people just like walk in from not working out, and they just walk in and go, boom, I'm all in. It's a practice. So we just keep practicing. And in fact, if you think about it, everything we're doing is a practice, right? Like what we're doing is truly a practice, and it's a practice for life. So some of the things you can do for personal accountability, you can write out things, like, right? You can write them. You can speak what it is that you want to do. I think we've talked about it before, but like the idea of affirmations, to me, an affirmation, when I say, I don't know, I'll make up something. I don't even know what an affirmation I can make up, but let me just make something up. I am a runner. There you go. So if that's an affirmation for me, it usually means that it sounds like a lie, because I'm not, even if I want to be. And maybe if you're watching this 3 years in the future, I've hit the magic button and I am a major runner now. But when I'm recording this, I'd like to be a runner, but I'm not a great runner. So to me, if I say that as an affirmation, like I am this, it sounds like a lie. But if I say it as a reminder, right? To me, it's just a reminder. So I speak it out loud. I am becoming an amazing runner. I am learning to run. I am a runner. Those kind of things. It gives you a feeling of cellular in your bones. It gives you that feeling of what you want to be, right? So think about that. Some people prefer to write it. Like I'm definitely a writer. So like I write them out. I write out what I want. Some people like apps, you know, using some sort of app on your phone to remind you of the things that you need to be doing. For me, I mean, obviously, the schedule on the wall, my workout schedule on the wall, is definitely like, it's an accountability piece of my life. So without it, I would forget, right? Like the day might slip by and then I might realize that, oh yeah, I was gonna do weights today, but didn't happen. Forget it. Like make it accountable for yourself. Other things that you can do, your future visioning, you know, what's your future self need? What are your future self going to thank you for? It could be meditation. Like I find for me, that's probably one of my main go-tos. When I feel off track, then I meditate. And there's meditation resources in the program here. There's also hypnosis resources in the program. So just like, you know, find those things that are going to work for you. And then talked about it before, but also like figure out how you work best, right? Like one thing for me is that usually I work out in the morning, unless there's something strange in my schedule. But what I have found is that if I'm going to work out in the morning, but I go ahead and jump on email or jump on my computer to do something, the possibility of my goal, my accountability for that day starts going south, because then I get caught up with what's going on. So think about it and just know yourself. Create the habits that you need to have what it is that you want. Okay. And habits are a lifelong thing. It's not like, I don't know. It's not like, you know, you're going to do something today. You're going to decide that this is your habit today, and then you're done. Boom. It takes a little work. It does. So think about that. So make sure your foundation is as strong as you can make it. Come back here. Come back here to this program. Listen to the audios. Listen to the videos. Read through the stuff. Like when you feel like you're off, usually all we need is just something to kind of help us reset. For me, like a reset is, I think I said a second ago, it's usually like some sort of meditation. But we all need some sort of reset. I'll use resets where in the resources you'll find EFT. Don't ask me why it works. Like, I know, I have friends who do this for a living, and they tell me, you know, it's like acupuncture, science, everything, whatever. Doesn't matter to me why it works. What matters to me is that it works, right? So just come back here and use what we've got for you. And remember, if you've got an off day, whatever, it's life. This is a long game. This is not like you've got to worry about if it doesn't work today or you didn't do what you're supposed to do today, forget it. Be a detective in your life and set yourself up to win. We need to know what works for us. Like me and my examples with the supplements, I have clients who, like, they totally do all of their food prep on Sundays. Like, that's what they do. They shop, they food prep, they do it. It works for them. So you have to be a detective and figure out what works for you, because we're all different. We're all different. Not everybody works out in the morning, right? Like, some people are better at night. Just figure it out. And I mean, everything that I do, I've spent my entire life figuring it out. Like, maybe I get a suggestion somewhere and I'm like, see if that works. No or yes, right? So just be a detective and pay attention to what works for you and what doesn't, because it's not an all or nothing. This is not a zero sum game. It's not all or nothing, okay? This is learning, growing, fine tuning, and changing, right? I mean, we'll change as we go through life. So find the things that work for you. Create tiny habits. And this is a funny one for me, because I think when I read the book Atomic Habits, I was like, tiny habits? Why would I do tiny habits? Why would I do, like, I don't know, calf raises while I'm brushing my teeth? Like, forget it. But then I realized that I have tons and tons and tons of tiny habits that I never have thought about them as habits. It's just the way I do life, right? Like a habit. A habit, like I just talked about, is don't check email before, my number is actually 10 in the morning. Don't check email before 10 in the morning. Don't get on social media until, you know, you're either scheduled to be on there, because I schedule my time, or, you know, it's the afternoon. Like, there's just certain habits, ways of being that I've created over my life that I don't think of them as habits. I just think of them as, you know, what I do. So figure out, like, what those tiny habits are that's going to make things easier, right? Like, a tiny habit. Don't buy the potato chips if that's a problem for you, right? Like, it's just look at the tiny habits. Pick up the book Atomic Habits if you need to. Like, I know that some of my clients love when I give them tiny habits to do, like doing push-ups while they're waiting for the coffee to cook or brew, doing, you know, leg lifts or squats while they're doing their brushing their teeth. Like, everybody's different. Like, we're all so different. So figure out what works for you. And then another one is having things to look forward to. This is different than having your why, your big why, and having something to be excited about. Having things to look forward to in life. And that is whether it's something that you create, or something that is coming up, or whatever it is, we need things to look forward to. We need to have a feeling in our world that not only do we have purpose, but we have fun. We have things coming up. We just feel good. Like, when you don't have that fun, that play, that excitement that's scheduled out in your world, then things become rote. And we lose our excitement about doing the things that we need to do. So figure out what those things are that you want to do that are going to get you excited. And they can be little, they can be big, it doesn't matter, but have things to look forward to. And then I think the last one is, like, it's finding the magic, right? It's finding the magic in life, not just everything we just talked about, but one big piece of it. Like, Let me see if I can explain this to you. Or let me see if I can explain this to me so that it makes sense to you. So for me, it's a little bit of everything we just talked about, right? It's having things to look forward to, right? It's having those teeny habits in my life that make things easy. So I'm not always like trying so hard to get what I want, that it just becomes simpler because I've made it simple. Like, I think simple is actually one of those keys to life, like simple, easy, whatever you want to call it, but just what's going to make it a little easier for you. And that's where being a detective comes in, right? Like, you know, look and find out like where are the things that do make you feel like there's magic in life, right? Like, is it spending time with the kids or the grandkids? Is it spending time with your friends? Is it, you know, having friends? Where's the magic, right? Like, we really need this. Like, we need this as much as we need anything else. And then, you know, have that community, whether it's the community here, it's the community in your church, it's the community in your whatever your religious group is, it's the community in your neighborhood, it's the community in your hiking group. It's like, find that community so you've got that connection, because we need the connection. And connections, actually, I know we've talked about it somewhere along the last 8 weeks, but just like super quick reminder, when we have those connections with people, when we have the community, we have the friendship, we just, you know, we connect, then we do things for our brains and our bodies that we don't even realize that we're doing. Like, and I'm not going to dive down the science here, but just, you can look it up. I mean, your limbic system needs this. Like, we really need it. And we are made to connect. So the people who live the longest in life are the ones with good connections. So find that magic, right? And then you can rely on your friends and your connections for some accountability, but the magic comes when you trust yourself, right? When you can really trust yourself to do the things that you say you're going to do, to be as consistent as you possibly can, to stick with what it is that you want, and then, of course, giving yourself some grace when it doesn't work, because there will always be times. There are always times in life when things aren't going the way we want them to go. Whether it's we're not working out the way we want to do, we're not eating the way we want to do, life got a little bit messy, whatever it is, it happens. Like, I would like to pretend like it never does, but it's, that would be BS. So let's skip the BS and, you know, give yourself a little grace when you need to. And then in the end, remember to give yourself the gift of making your fitness not just a priority, which you need to do, or which I'd really love for you to do, but a long game. Like, this is, if you think about it, it is the most important thing that you can do for the rest of your life, for you, for your family, for your job, for your employees, whoever it is around you. It is the most important thing you can do. Because, of course, when you feel good, you can do good. And when you feel great, that's where the magic is found. So thank you so much for being here with me these last 8 weeks. I truly appreciate it. I am here for you. Let me know what you need, and I will see you inside the group. On and on. Take care. Love you guys.